Daljit.
Thank you very much, John. Now, you may have noticed that the White House press corps is looking a little less white these days. However, ethnic diversity could be misleading, and here's why. Because the number of racial minorities in the United States is steadily increasing, but the proportion of people of color in editorial jobs in daily newspapers has remained flat. And then there was this recent post that was put up by Richard Prince of the Maynard Institute, and it offers up a list of African-American columnists who have been downsized or downgraded. So what does this mean to our national conversation when a substantial number of minorities lose their jobs? Well, media watchdog Katie Crosley joins us for her take on this story. She's a panelist on the media criticism show Beat the Press, a production of WGBH, our partners in Boston. And she also runs the seminar program at the Nieman Foundation for Journalism at Harvard University. Katie, thank you very much for joining us.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. So let me ask you, what does it mean for our national conversation when, you know, a substantial number of minorities do lose their jobs? And why is this happening?
Well, part of it's happening because of the economy and the layoffs that are happening across the board everywhere. At the end of last year, 15,000 journalists had lost their jobs, and a significant portion of those were minority journalists. It has a huge impact when you lose minority journalists because there weren't that many to begin with. So you're talking about a loss of a voice. And I think when those kinds of voices are lost from newsrooms, then you also undermine the diverse exchange of opinions, which is really important to the mission of journalism. Journalism is about the public trust. That means all the public. And that means that we should have an opportunity in the newsroom to make certain that we are covering those communities that embrace the entire geographic area. And so often in the past, it's been just sort of one viewpoint. There's not different truths, as you know, but there are different perspectives. And those perspectives are really key to understanding the issues of the day.
And do you think that this is something that's becoming a trend, or is it something that we're noticing now because of the economic downturn and so many people are losing their jobs? And so it just becomes, you know, more of a sort of a pointed issue.
Well, I fear that it is becoming a trend because so many people have lost their jobs. In some cases, when the black columnists have gone away, I'm talking specifically right now about the African-American columnists, but there are others, persons of color, who have also lost their jobs. They're just gone from the industry, period. And in some cases, they have asked the reporters, those persons, to return to the reporting ranks. So it's not as sharp a loss, but there is a power and an observational power that you have as a columnist that gives you a wider ability to really look at your community and investigate some issues in a way that you can't as a reporter. As a reporter, you're straight down the line. This is what happened, and that's great. As a columnist, you're able to put that in a context, and that's a cultural context, that may be an ethnic context. We are all a product of our experiences, and you want to have that rich experience to serve the viewers and the readers.
Well, as a columnist or a reporter, Callie, I mean, what's going on here? Is this a last in, first out kind of seniority thing, which it determines why the unemployed are sort of overrepresented in the minority community? Or do you think newspapers are just bailing out of this commitment to diversity altogether?
I actually think it's a little bit of both. I think that it definitely is a last in. Finally, you got these persons who just climbed up from the rung to get to a position that's a little bit of a perk to be able to sit back and take a contextual viewpoint and filter that through your experience. And then all of a sudden, goodbye. The other part of it is that everybody's in a panic mode. You know, people are just pressing buttons to see what wakes up, who will wake up if I press a button.
And it's also interesting.
In doing that, they're not understanding that diversity is a value, and it's a business initiative as well. It's a bottom line business. If you have a nation, as we have, which is going brown, and by 2050 it'll be majority minority, it makes no sense not to have voices who represent ethnic and cultural diversity in positions that can really examine these things.
Yeah, and I was going to just ask you, just in terms of the coverage of race during the election campaign, I mean, it was interesting to see people like Donna Brazile and various other commentators who were on our television screens. And I think in some ways, you know, they kind of enriched our understanding and our experience in some ways of the whole discussion of race. I mean, I was just wondering whether that's something that you feel has now kind of gone away, was suddenly there for a little while, and now it's kind of disappeared?
Well, absolutely. I think you saw a lot of, and we those of us who have been in this business a long time said, well, right after November 5th, you're not going to see a lot of these people. And I think that's been evidence. So many of them have been lost to the newspaper pages and also to the television screens. But let me point out that Donna Brazile is a fabulous political analyst, but she's not a journalist. So, you know, my question is, and my concern are about those journalistic voices lost from the positions in which they may bring, again, the mission of the public at play. Put that first in their reporting and in their contextualizing in their columns. So I'm concerned across the board that this is it's a big loss, because we've lost both the political analysts and we've lost the journalists who have a different kind of mission, but who are still out there bringing to the fore some of the issues of concern to these communities.
All right, Callie Crosley, thank you very much. Fascinating conversation. Got to leave it there. And Callie comes to us from our partners, WGBH in Boston. And we have with us now Femi with the news headlines. Hello.
Hello there. The time is 28 minutes past the hour.